Joel's version of the gospel is that you make your life here and now better by your I am assertions. You stand in front of the mirror, and though you are weak, you say, I am strong. Though you are sick, you say, I am healthy. Though you are sinful, you say, hey, I'm not doing that bad. I'm trying the best I can. That's Joel's gospel. It's a gospel of self-righteousness. And when you see the title of his book, The Power of I Am, I want you to remember that he is teaching a gospel where you are your own savior. With those same words, I am, I'd love for that to trigger in your mind the story of the burning bush, where the pre-incarnate Word, the second person of the Trinity, wraps himself in the burning bush and speaks about the rescue that he will perform for his people Israel. And reflect this Advent especially on how the same I Am now wraps himself not in burning bush, but in incarnate flesh, born of the Virgin Mary, who comes to save us. And through the bush that is his lowly cross, the tree of his cross, and the burning that is God's wrath poured out upon him, and yet he not consumed, he our whole burnt offering, that you see how the burning bush is utterly and completely fulfilled in the cross of Christ, our Savior.